With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with the Chief Administrative Officer of the City of Gloucester, Jim Destino. And Jim, just a general question. I've been very confused by what's in the paper. I don't understand this tax thing. A lot of meetings going on, but there's some throwing the ball back and forth, I guess, between the administration and the City Council about the tax rate. So can you give me your view of things?
Sure. Tax classification is a complicated issue, and I think a lot of people have trouble understanding it. As you know, they call it the tax rate, they call it the tax, you know, different terminology. What it is if you look at it this way, there's a pie of tax levy that the city has every year. This is how much money we raise in taxes plus Prop 2.5 every year. There's a tax levy. How that is split up when we start every single year is everybody who owns a piece of property in town pays the same tax rate. The Massachusetts legislature years ago said that if you have, you know, we have different types of properties. We have residential properties, we have condominiums, we have multi-units, and then we have commercial and industrial property. The Massachusetts statute says that you can shift some of one levy onto another sector, meaning in this case we could shift between single-family homes to multifamily homes if we wanted. We could shift from multifamily homes to condominiums if we wanted. Or the most usual case in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is some sector shifts their debt from residential to commercial. Now, there are 351 communities in Massachusetts. 108 of them decide to shift from residential to the commercial sector, some of that tax burden. Now, this is how much money the city has to take in, that pie. And they're saying, out of that pie, in our community, 91% or 90% roughly is residential, 10% is commercial industrial. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of communities, there obviously has a lot more commercial industrial base. You know, right up the line here, Danvers, Peabody, Salem, even Beverly, all have higher commercial industrial bases than we do. They all decide to shift some of the burden onto the business owners, driving the actual tax rate up for the business community properties and lowering the rate a little bit for the residential property. In our case, in Gloucester, where it's a 90-10 split, when you shift that rate, and this is what tax classification is, the shift of the factor. And when you shift that factor, it gives, obviously, a very small break for the 90% of residential owners, because they have a bigger piece of the pie, onto a 10% of the property owners who are the commercial industrial base, so they get a larger, their rate would go up higher. Mm-hmm. Out of the 108 communities that shift in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Gloucester has the lowest shift of any of them. And we all start at 1-to-1, and we shift 1.0, meaning 3% basically. We take 3% of that 90% levy and shift it onto that 10%. So their rate goes up, you know, for that 3% of the levy, whatever the rate would come out to for that 10% to pay. For years, it was at 0.6%. You know, the factor shift, mm-hmm, was 1.06 for 11 years. Last year, the council voted to cut it in half. Well, actually, they voted to go back down. This is a very pro-business council. They voted to keep it. Everybody pays the rate the same. I mean, there's arguments on both sides of this issue, Rick. I mean, people would say businesses don't, you know, send kids to school. They don't, use as many tax dollars and it's probably true. Residents do use more tax dollars. But at the same time, you know, businesses have an opportunity to recoup some of that by, you know, doing business. Mm-hmm. And I would say this, when you're dealing with taxes, you know, being consistent and predictable is the most important thing for the residents and the taxpayers in the city. I think they need to just know what their budgets are going to be every year. Having these high, you know, fluctuations in the shift or the rate is not healthy for anyone. And I think, you know, past councils have understood that a 1.06 factor was something that was consistent, and that's why they kept it that way for 11 years. And when it shit, you know, when we cut that in half last year, I think the mayor's feeling this year was that let's keep it the same for a few, you know, a few years. There's a lot of uncertainty. I think Councilor LeBlanc made a very good point last night about there's a lot of uncertainty what's going on with tax reform and in Washington. Right. And maybe it's time to have some consistency and let it all settle out before we make any other more different moves. So, so in this case last night, again, you know, a very pro-business council voted not to shift the rate at all, to leave it a flat rate for both residential and commercial. The mayor asked them, vetoed the vote, asked them to consider leaving it the same and giving the residents, you know, the people who own residential properties a little bit more of a break and shifting a very small shift because, Rick, it's so small. Again, I said with the smallest shift in the whole Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So it was very, I don't want to say insignificant. I think an average home of $500,000 was going to go up $20 or save $20, I should say, mm-hmm. while a businesses would go up a couple hundred dollars for the same assessment. And I think the problem understanding, you know, the taxes, property taxes, is that a lot of people think that the rate or the shift has the biggest impact on how much they pay. It really doesn't. What the biggest impact on what they pay is the assessment. And the assessment, homes on the water here in Gloucester already assessed high. Right. The market drives that. Every year our assessors, which is a very strong department in our city, they these properties get certified every single year and on what their values are. And, you know, on average, residential properties have gone up higher than commercial industrial in our city. So even though the shift is the same, even though the rate may change, the assessment going up is what drives the higher taxes for everybody. So when, you know, people think when the rate goes down, their taxes are going down. They're not, because their assessments are going up. And, you know, if you think your house is overassessed, then you should come in and get an abatement application and have a discussion with the assessors, and they'll explain why, mm-hmm. you know, it was assessed the way it is. But point being, DOR certifies these every year as correct and that these assessments are correct. And, you know, so, you know, we believe they are. The short and the long of it is, it was much to do about nothing, tax classification, because it's such a small shift. It really affects people who are, you know, on a fixed income, the elderly who can't, you know, afford, you know, having a hard time struggling in their homes and paying the taxes at this point. But the bigger problem, Rick, is that their houses are worth more. And yep. their assessments are higher. So that is really what's affecting as you get this rate. It applies to per thousand of your value of your home. So if your house is more, that's where you're really getting the bigger increase in your property taxes year to year.
Jim, thanks for the time. And I know you're very busy. Just one quick follow-up. What's next?
Well, I know the auditor is happy because they finally set we can set the tax rate. We consented into the state to be verified and in another year fiscally in the books.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
Gloucester Chief Administrative Officer Jim Destino.